Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Car Scott Anderson, 97 on the ticket. 248-539-9797. Okay, so what's going on here? There are people that know more about this stuff than we do, and what we're talking about is gambling. The Lions last week were listed at plus six for this game Monday night against Green Bay. And yesterday we looked it up and found a couple of sites that had them at plus six. The show started. We were talking about it. Jeff Lesson, update guy, sent us and host of the Lesson on Golf, sent us a screenshot that the Westgate in Vegas had it at plus 4.5. And then I looked, and the site that we use this morning had shifted to plus 4.5.
Oh, my.
Now, it could be injury related, or it could be a reaction to where the money's going, or it could be just a Vegas adjustment. It could be, you know, they put out the future, I guess, a week and a half early, and they decided to move the number. Those out there that really play the game and bet the games, it maybe can provide some insight. I don't know. What do you think this is about? Do you think they got a lot of early money on the Lions, and so the line has moved?
That's what it tells me. Mm-hmm. Maybe that coupled with some, maybe they have, Vegas has some information that Darius Slay is definitely going to play. I mean, I would think those would be two big factors. If people are, I mean, 6.5 is a lot of money or a lot of points to give up in a football game between two teams that might be pretty close to each other.
Yeah.
But my gut tells me it's the early money was on the Lions and they had to shift the line.
I mean, as always, you know, Vegas does pretty well with these things. And but of course it's Vegas, and then it's also the people, because when you look at over the course of time, numbers fluctuate because of where the fans are putting the money. Is it the Devontae Adams injury? Could that be the reason that line is what it is? Is he moved the line by himself 1.5? I mean, that's,
they didn't have Devontae Adams against the Cowboys, and it didn't seem to matter.
I just got a text from Lesson. He said, sharp money. Vegas sharps. We're all taking the Lions plus the six.
I'm only familiar with the sharps that are behind the glass.
These are the sharps that we acknowledge. I mean, I find it intriguing, if nothing else, when Vegas backs your team. Now, remember, I read something, and there's confusion over what the Lions went off at against the Chargers. I read something that the Lions have been an underdog their last three games. Chargers, Philly, and Kansas City. They have obviously won two of the three, and they will be an underdog again. Four games in a row, this team's been an underdog for a team that everybody says the whole world is respecting. But when a line starts moving and moves 1.5 early in the week, maybe it'll come back the other direction. My instinct when I hear that is to go back to what Vegas originally said, is to say, well, the Packers should cover 4.5 if Vegas originally thought it was six. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, I'm not. Listen to me talking like I've got an account in Vegas. I don't.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. But I don't know. I just, when Vegas starts to move in favor of your team or against your team, you wonder what it means.
Well, it is curious. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a 2-point swing right off the bat. But I again, my gut tells me it's just the early money, a lot of early money maybe on the Lions.
Which could be the sharps. Here's the feedback we got via Twitter from Josh. Michigan was a 7-point favorite to start the season against Iowa. That game got bet down to 3.5. They won by 7. The Lions will lose by 6 because Vegas.
Well, you're talking about the beginning of the season versus something that happens 5 or 6 weeks later.
True, but when we first found that Lions line, it was last week. It was what it was set at last week. Okay, so it was an early line because there were still games to be played in week, was it week six, week five? There were still week five games to be played. So it'd be kind of like getting a line now on the Lions-Vikings game. It was a week early. Defend the Den says the Lions win by 10 from Jake Ritluski. Seems like the Packers came out wounded a bit, so that's his explanation. From JMCJ on Twitter, Lions lose by double digits, Packers on a roll. From Heel Matt McClue, Packers 34, Lions 27. 248-539-9797, plus your ticket text 97136. What is your gut telling you, instinct telling you on this? Is there a simple explanation as to why the Lions had the line move this much? Meanwhile, Gator, we often talk about a football team's fatal flaws, what a team's biggest problem is. And I think there is buy-in with this Lions team, but buy-in, maybe reluctance, not the word, but sort of
cautious
buy-in with the Lion is a good word. The fatal flaw that they need to sort out, what is it? What is the Lions' number one challenge? And we tweeted this out, and we gave you four options, and then account for write-in votes. We like the write-in votes. But what we tweeted out is four games into the season, the Lions' biggest issue moving forward is what? 248-539-9797. Ticket text 97136. Gator, I want to get your answer to that. I want to get the people's answer to that. And I'll read some of these tweets that have come our direction. But what do you think is the Lions' biggest concern moving forward as they try and, again, strive for credibility, strive to win this division, et cetera, et cetera? Doug Harsh, Scott the Gator Anderson, open lines 248-539-9797. Beautiful Tuesday here in Detroit. Lions down to a 4.5-point dog, opened at 6. Simple explanation, is it a Davante Adams injury? Is it people know Darius Slay's coming back? Is it the sharp money? Is it the casinos just corrected on their own? You know, people know more about it than us. What do you think the explanation is? There seems to be love coming in for the Detroit Lions. Love might be strong, but a belief that this Lions team will keep it closer than originally thought. For a Monday night game at Green Bay. Meanwhile, that is a huge game. Four games into the season, the Lions' biggest issue moving forward is what? Gator, what do you think their biggest issue is moving forward?
I think it's establishing a run game. I know that they were able to run for some yards against Kansas City, but Kansas City is god-awful with their run defense. They have to be able to run the ball against teams that are middle of the pack to upper part of the upper third of the pack in terms of stopping the run. It just helps the offense and the defense so much more if you're able to run the football. There's no question about it. And that, to me, is the number one thing that could hold them back. I fully expect the defense to get better and will improve as time goes on, but that running game, I'm just not convinced.
Yeah, you know what? Look, it's more fun if I can say I disagree, but I don't. And if you look at the problems they've had, I am convinced that the other problems are going to get worked out. I really think that the other things that people are going to mention are going to be fine in the end. I am not convinced that this run game is going to ever produce as well as I guess we had hoped going into the year. And I mostly think that this offensive line is good, but I'm worried that it's just not ever going to be a great run blocking group. You know, I mean, that's kind of where I'm at.
No, I get it. And, you know, watching the game last night, and boy, were the Niners able to run the football. It didn't matter who was there. They were just getting the job done. I mean, Matt Breida goes
their first carry
first
of the game
play,
was
83 yards.
That's an efficient run.
Yeah, but beyond that, if you they had, I think through the first 14 carries of the game, they had like 190 yards rushing, basically. So even if you take that one away, it's still 13 carries for over 100 yards. I mean, Tevin Coleman averaged over 6 yards a carry for them. As a team, they averaged just under 7 with 6.9 yards of carry. But 275 yards rushing in the game. 275? Take away that 83-yard run, and you're still talking nearly 200 yards rushing. Now, what can you learn from that? Well, is it the blocking schemes they have? Is it the threat of being able to throw the ball and run the ball? Is it the running backs? Is it the fact that they use a fullback? Because the fullback's a huge part of that offense, and I'm not a huge proponent of a fullback, but it's I do like the throwback when you're able to see it and it works like it does with San Francisco. It's not going to work with every team, and the Lions do have a fullback, but he's nowhere near as accomplished as Jessica is.
Kang, what is your number one flaw you think the Lions have moving forward?
Effective pass rush without blitzing. Four-man, because they like to play a lot of man, right? And then they're going to play the safeties back, and so they're going to count on, if Devin Kennard's not blitzing, it's Trey Flowers, it's hopefully Deshaun Hand when he gets healthy. We know A'shaun and Snacks aren't pass rushers. So I think, for me, the number one concern is getting to the quarterback without having to blitz.
Okwara.
Yep.
He gets in there, yeah.
And that's why I'm always a guy like Von Miller. That, you know, I threw that out there last week because everyone's talking Jalen Ramsey and Trent Williams, these other guys, and they're great players. Love to have them on the Lions. But to me, if you can get an effective pass rusher who commands a double team or can get the quarterback by himself, I think that would be the biggest improvement for the Lions and help their chances the most at hosting a playoff game.
248-539-9797. Ticket text 97136. Let's get to your phone calls. John on a cell. What's up, John?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
What's up?
My feeling is the offense's inability to finish out a game. We would be 4-0 if we could run out the clock, but we always seem to give the other team enough time to come back and rally up against us. You might say that's on the defense not holding them, but let's keep the defense off the field and have the offense run the clock out.
Well, I mean, part of running the clock out gets back to our concern. When you can run the football late in a game, when you need to, it's a huge, huge, I mean, it's a big blue chip you get to play late in a football game. They tried it against Arizona. They really did, and had a little bit of success before that drive stalled. I mean, they handed it off, and I think they got two first downs on the ground before the drive finally stalled. I have to go back and look at the play calling. And it felt like they were taking the new offense out for a spin and really testing to see if it could run out of clock. And then they had the stupid timeout play. I don't know if it's been mentioned.
Yeah. Thanks. Have a good day.
Yep. So, yeah, 248-539-9797.
Timeout?
Let's go to Mike in Bloomfield. You're next. What's up, Mike?
Gentlemen, how are you?
All right, Mike.
Gator is correct on the line moving. Sports books are mathematical. If the line becomes unbalanced, they're going to move the line because they don't want to get killed on one side. So I can't tell if it's sharp or square money that's coming in, but money came in early on the Lions because
there's no injury or guys coming back
that's going to count for a move like that.
If Devontae Adams is out and Darius Slay is coming back?
No, because Devontae Adams didn't play against Dallas, and Dallas is perceived as having a good defense.
Yeah, I guess those seem like potentially significant injuries to me. I mean, I understand the math of how it works.
Can I just say, because I'm a retired lawyer, I used to represent some local bookmakers.
Whoa.
The public overestimates what injuries. I mean, sure, if Patrick Mahomes goes down or Aaron Rodgers goes down, that's going to move the line. But Darius Slay and Devontae Adams, you're talking bupkis, nothing. It's all money.
Wow. Okay, let me back up. Oh. I'm intrigued by your former career. You used to represent bookmakers as an attorney?
Well, you know, there were criminal prosecutions ages ago against local bookmakers in federal gambling cases. That's not a priority anymore. I'm going back to the 80s when they still worried about that stuff. Now, gambling is such a low priority. They don't do that. I'm retired now. So it's just, I've always told people I'd rather spend time with bookies than just about any other type of people because they're so interesting as a rule.
Now I'm fascinated because this gets into a whole other conversation here, but you know, do you have one fascinating story from one of your former clients, without obviously mentioning names or anything, that that this stood out to you?
Well, here's the good story. I was having lunch at an old deli at 13 in Southfield, which is long since gone. Two of them, really fun guys. And the older one always had this theory. He said, forget about the point spread. If you look at a game and you have trouble picking out who is going to win a game, his theory was, don't bet the game. Don't get seduced by a point spread. If you have no clue who's going to win a game, don't start monkeying around with the point spreads, because it usually leads to a disaster. So that was the one. I mean, I can tell other things, but they're really not suitable for a nice family radio show. They're sort of a PG-13 show.
I don't know, man. Gator works here. There's nothing family about this. Mike, I guess I would kind of agree with that guy's theory. It's one of the things we talk about. You know, we cut part of our show, right? We got three games, three college, three pro games. But when I've gone to Vegas, sometimes I've gone to Vegas and I've like, when I've gone to the window, there's like four or five times I'll play. One time I went there and I played one, just because sometimes you just don't see numbers that you love.
Right.
So interesting, Mike. Thanks, Mike.
And I think that's good. Putting yourself on a betting diet is always good, because there's a reason why they give you parlay bets in Vegas. Like, I can quote Neil Fink, who was a great, great criminal defense lawyer. He has since passed away. Neil was just a great guy and a great lawyer. He always used to say they have built casinos in Vegas based on teasers.
Yeah.
So parlay bets are good for the casinos. They're not good for bettors.
Thank you, Mike.
Love the parlay.
Thanks, gentlemen.
Thanks, Mike. I love the parlay, man.
I want retired bookmaker attorney Mike to have a segment and just,
you know, he's got some great
stuff. I'm sure he's got some great stories. And I also think it's interesting that he feels like he can't say them on this PG-13 family oriented show. When we say the word nugget, Gator starts to laugh.
It's true. But ever since King's wife had that kid, things have just changed. Now it's too family oriented.
Is it? We don't want you to ever change.
I'm the one who's not changing.
You can say the same.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't you go changing.
You've got your own issues. Kang's got a new kid.
Yep.
Evan's getting married.
Everyone around you is changing, man.
Yep. You stay the same. Please do us this favor. This is the one thing that the people can count on, is the rock solid performance straight out of the junior high locker room that is Scott the Gator Anderson.
I'll do my best.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.